Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to the Real Talk Show. My name is Brother Yusuf Arif, and this is Real Talk for Real People. We've been doing our studies to do critical analysis and our assessment to get to the bottom line, to learn fundamentals as to the who, what, where, when, or how, as to our relationship, how it must be constructed with the Most High, in our relationship with one another, in our relationship with strangers, other nations. And we are in the book of a prophet called Ezekiel. We started yesterday in chapter 1, and we are about to begin our studies in chapter 2, which is a rather short chapter, but it's very explosive. I've had experience of that today. of the rebellious nature of the Most High people. And before I get into this chapter, I posted something on Fool's Book. And I posted it to this effect. Is having sex outside of marriage a sin in or before marriage? Well, you know, I don't get too much conversation with people, but it seems every time you bring up sex of any nature, it seems that the rebel seems to expose themselves. One of those rebels, she decided, no, it ain't no sin. Well, you know, as long as a man lay down with a woman and whatnot, and as long as he don't rape her. What? Some brother pointed me to Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 7, and to justify sex outside of marriage, neglecting to mention all those chapters and neglecting to mention all those stories about marriage and neglecting to mention all those stories and all those proverbs and whatnot pertaining to a marriage. Not according to the Western concept, but nevertheless a marriage. For some odd reason, they think you're just supposed to lay down with one another, and that's supposed to constitute a marriage. As long as you don't rape her. Boy, boy, boy. It just goes to show you, when you don't put your mind to study, how you can lean to your own understanding, and that understanding can whoop your thinking and outlook upon things. That's why I'm glad we are very due diligent when it comes to our studies about all subject matters, and because these rebels can get you in a whole lot of trouble, okay? So let us begin in our studies, reading about the rebels among us. Turn to chapter 2, please. And he said to me, O mortal, set up on your feet that I may speak to you. As he spoke to me, a spirit entered into me and set me upon my feet. And I heard what was being spoken to me. He said to me, O mortal, I am sending you to the people of Israel, that nation of rebels who have rebelled against me. They, as well as their fathers, have defied me to this very day. For the sons are brazen of face, hard of face, and stubbornness of heart. I send you to them, and you shall say to them, thus saith the Elohim, our God, whether they listen or not. That's very powerful, isn't it? That's why I guess I posted about marriage and sex on Fool's Book. Whether they listen or not. And he goes on to say, I will send you to them. You shall say to them, thus said the Elohim our God, whether they listen or not, for they are a rebellious breed, that they may know that there was a prophet among them. And you, mortal, do not fear them, and do not fear their words, though thistles and thorns press against you. You sit upon scorpions. They're like scorpions, stinging you. Do not be afraid of their words. And they got a mighty many of them too. And do not be dismayed by them, though they are a rebellious breed, and yes, we are. But speak my words to them, whether they listen or not, for they are rebellious. and you, mortal, heed what I said to you. Do not be rebellious like that rebellious breed. Open your mouth and eat what I'm giving you. As I looked, there was a hand stretched out to me, holding a written scroll. He wanted to become part of my innate nature. Eat it. Let it become part of you. Let the word of the Most High become part of your innate nature. He unrolled it before me. It was inscribed on both the front and the back. On it were written lamentations, dredges, and woes. Short but powerful. You can't be like everybody else if you work for the Most High. And you can't be scared of them neither. Mm-mm. They got many words. They good at words. Or they don't put many to good you. They got excuse for everything. To justify, as Murray Cartrell said, to justify whatever they want to do. They can justify whatever they want to do and twist the word of the Most High in doing so. Truth be told, you're listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. It's not a very long chapter, but that leaves room for us to have much more conversation after Brother Murray Cartrell comes right behind me and glean all that we perhaps may have missed. There's room and time for conversation. Time, we're permitted. You're listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. My name is Brother Yamsuf Arif. Enjoy this lovely song. I will be right back to bring my friend and brother home from New York City, Brother Murray Cartrell. I'll be back.
Yes. Blackness. The black side of me. Come on. But listen up.
In our things we come in our serving much patience in tribulation. In needs, in stress, in stress, in the prison and my wall. We belong to God. In our things we come in our serving much patience in tribulation. In needs, in stress, in stress, in the prison and my wall. We ain't giving up. And my people on the road working, I must you ask myself where we're headed to. We're going so fast. We're going so fast. And when this question's just coming
right, all right, all right. You're listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. My name is Brother Yamsu Farid. I don't know what they're teaching these people, but they certainly ain't teaching them fundamentals. And they certainly ain't teaching them what the Most High says. Not on the Real Talk for Real People show. Welcome to the show that teaches raw and uncut real talk. That being said, let me bring my brother and friend on from New York City, Brother Moray Cottrell. May the Most High bless you, brother. Shalom.
All praise to the Most High, the Holy One of Israel. Shalom, Brother Yamsu Fari. May the Most High bless you.
Thank you, brother. Hey, bro, I'm going to go have some sex outside of marriage.
Don't do that.
Since they say it's all right, they say it's all right.
The Most High says, don't make harlots out of the daughters of Zion.
Well, the brother said, Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 7, where when he sent a fellow back home, said, you were betrothed to a woman, you ain't had her, you better get with her, and because somebody else may get her. What about that one?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm telling you, bro. It was so crazy. It was ludicrous. It wasn't crazy, it was ludicrous.
But we are rebellious people. We're a rebellious nation. And we'll figure out how to make things fit in our rebellion.
Our scheme
that ain't
of
right.
Things. Yeah, that ain't
imagine
right.
Imagine his daughter. Anybody who could just sleep with his daughter?
Hey, yeah. Anytime yeah. He... Yeah, basically. They're just
sure
not anything.
I'm sure he won't approve of that.
Yeah. No, you who? No, hell. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. You made me slip on that one. I wish they would. You made me slip, bro. Come on, man. Stop it. You made me. Oh, no.
That's how serious the issue is. I know a
I
brother. He got 15 children by different women.
Oh.
His brother got 15
right?
children by different women.
Oh, they'll find anything to justify their schemes of things.
Yeah, and like you said, they're not studying the whole book.
No.
They're looking for pieces and parts that fit them.
Right, they read one verse. One verse and predicate the truth on one verse. And the verse is nothing. It does not suggest, infer, and imply as to what they're talking about. But they'll make it work. They'll make it work.
And this is a powerful chapter, like you said, but you really should read chapter 3, too, because it's part and parcel of the same vision. And Ezekiel, he going through it like Jeremiah. Jeremiah, most I told him, I'm going to harden your face. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you what Yah told Jeremiah.
Right.
He said, Jeremiah, therefore go gird. I'm sorry. He said, therefore gird up your loins and arise and speak unto them all that I command you. Do not be dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For I have made thee this day a defense city and an iron pillar and a brazen wall against the whole land and against the kings of Judah and against the princes thereof and against the priests thereof and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, says Yah, to deliver you. So all these prophets went through it, man. People want to be prophetic. They want to make claim to be prophets. To have the Holy Spirit in them. But trust
right.
me, the mission these brothers was on was not easy at all.
No, so, I mean, I could tell even by posting some certain things, but I'm not a prophet. I could tell by even posting some certain things, which is the truth, fundamentally speaking. They attack it. They will attack it, believe that.
You speaking what the prophet spoke if you telling them the words of the Most High.
Exactly.
And, the Most High said, man does not live by bread alone, but by that which proceeds out of my mouth. So we
exactly.
see here, Ezekiel's eating the scroll, but he was able to digest it. As a matter of fact, he said it tasted like honey. It was sweet like honey.
He said, yeah, in the next chapter, we'll find out. He said, it was nice. That was good.
Yeah, you don't expect a scroll that's written on both sides to taste like something sweet.
Right.
But
the word of
it was
God,
a spiritual thing.
The word. Yeah, the word of the Most High is very flavorful for your life. Very nutritional.
No doubt.
Spiritually speaking, it is very nutritional.
Yeah, it's more nutritious than food.
Right.
Because where does food come from if it don't come from the Most High, who made the trees and the land and the fruit that all that bears? But how many times did he call us rebellious in this chapter? He's like slapping us upside the head.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, man. Hey, bro, Foosbook can show you how rebellious we are. I mean,
oh,
I know
yeah.
you don't subscribe to it, but I post truths and the Most High truths, and then I see the response. You know, when I talk about things just in general, GP, I don't get that many. But if I said something in regards to the Most High word, oh man, they come out the woodworks.
He called us rebellious at least four times in this small little chapter.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm sending you to the sons of Israel, to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me. And that's
mm-hmm.
treason. What's the penalty
yeah,
for
they're
treason?
Treasonous. They're treasonous.
Because Yah is our commander and our chief. He's our king. And we rebelling?
They're treasonous. They're not trying to find the truth. They're just trying to find what's accommodating to my lifestyle.
And then he tops it off with this. They and their fathers have transgressed against me even to this very day. And
2020. 2022. Include that in it.
And he always gives us the diagnosis. He says, for the impudent and obstinate children, I'm sending you to them, and you shall say to them, thus saith Yah Elohim, ask for them whether they... as for them, whether they listen or not, for they are a rebellious house. That's the second time. They shall
yeah.
know that there has been a prophet among them. How are they going to know
mm-hmm.
that there was a prophet among them? Because Yah going to protect them, right?
Because mm-hmm. exactly.
he called them, they so rebellious, they like scorpions.
Man, well, the Most I call you a scorpion. Man, you low. You a scorpion. You got a sting on you, too. You
yep.
sting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and those stingers are their words.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the thorns and the thistles and the briars.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to throw them at you, but
True.
I'm going to fortify
True.
You against them. So he's saying whether they listen or not. You got to tell our people, because it's a seed that you got to plant inside their thick head, that Yah's
right.
truth is going to be the thing that saves us, not your own
mm-hmm.
imagination, not what people are trying to teach you and indoctrinate you in. False prophets
exactly.
and false teachers and leaders that lead our people astray. You
mm-hmm.
have to do the due diligence for yourself.
Exactly.
Says, and after them, whether they listen or not, for they are a rebellious house. They shall
mm-hmm.
know that there has been a prophet among them. And Yah is going to send another prophet. Will we listen to him? I don't know. And you, son of man, do not be afraid of them or be afraid of their words. So their words are like briars and thorns. And you will dwell among scorpions. But don't be afraid of their words or be dismayed at their looks, for they are a rebellious house. And some of our people's looks, they look like they could kill you with their looks, man.
You ain't lying, bro. Hey, you showed up in the set. They're like they kill you with their looks.
Yeah. I'll put fear in your heart. You seen them matches. You saw when Ken Norton had to fight George Foreman,
right?
They
when
got
George
the ring.
When the way George was looking at Muhammad Ali,
the way George was looking at Ken Norton,
yeah,
you could tell the fight was over even before it even started.
Uh-huh.
And he put a whipping on Ken Norton, son. You could see the fear in his face. So Israel got that look, huh? Israel got that look, man.
Nah, I'm going to hurt
you. Don't even worry about their looks, Ock.
Right.
We rebellious. You shall speak
exactly.
my words to them. Not your words, but my words. This is what's going to work.
Moses said, I'm going to give you a look. I'm going to give you that look, too. Don't you worry about
That's
it.
That's right. If they
you
don't get
you,
I'm going to get you.
Yeah, I'm going to give you that look. You got that look just like they got that look. I'm going to put that look on you. Don't be scared.
Yeah. And, you know, Ezekiel saw the vision of the Most High, so he wasn't afraid of the people. He seen
nah.
four-headed creatures with wings, son.
Hey, bro, if
so
I see
you got
like that, I was scared if I seen a two-headed dog, if I seen something like that.
Yes, I would have been fortified too had I seen that. Y'all come up against me and y'all show me a vision, a glimpse of what the heavens and what his glory is like. Y'all ain't got nothing on me.
Truth be told.
He said, but you, son of man, hear what I say to you. And that's instruction to all of us. We must listen not to man, but we must listen to the words of Yah and eat them. Spiritually, eat them.
Yeah, but because I
nourish you. Huh?
Well, that one of the brothers tried to flip that on me. He said something to the effect. Because I said, I stand by this post. He said, oh, you going to stand by the post? Or you going to listen to the word of God? I said, hold on, brother. I said, if you have any more to say to me on this subject matter, inbox me in my private box. Because I don't like impertinent people. And he liked that. I'm not going to sit and argue with you. And don't try to say it like you speak for the Most High, okay? And another thing. If you're going to use just one verse, Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 7, to justify having sex before marriage, bro, go on now. Go on now. Go on about your business now. And then you're going to try to ask, I'm against the Most High because I'm saying you shouldn't. You know, come on now. You're being ridiculous, totally ridiculous. And now you're looking for a confrontation. I'm not going to give you no confrontation. Go on about your business. If you got anything to say to me, inbox me because I'm done with this conversation with you, okay?
Deuteronomy what?
Chapter 20, verse 7.
Chapter 20, verse 7.
Yeah, that's to justify having premarital sex. Read it on air.
Hold on. Let the
listeners know. What are you trying to use to justify premarital sex?
The officers shall say to the army, has anyone built a new house and not begun to live in it? Let him go home. Or he may die in battle, and someone else may begin to live in it. Has anyone planted a vineyard and not begun to enjoy it? Let him go home. Or he may die in battle, and someone else may enjoy it. Has anyone become pledged to a woman and not married her? Let him go home. Or he may die in battle, and someone else marry her.
He was trying to go home and get a booty call. Don't go home and marry her.
No.
Don't go home and marry and do the right thing. Go home and get your booty call. That's what he's trying to justify.
No. If you are a young man and you're betrothed to a woman, young men in the nation of Israel, 21 years old and upward, had to go to do military service.
You engaged to this woman.
You're not going to battle. As a matter of fact, he's engaged and he hasn't slept with her.
Right. And he's saying, go home and marry the woman, sleep with her, because, you know, you ain't ready for this.
Right.
But this guy tried to twist it as if, go home and get having some sex, then come back. Come on, man.
If anyone become pledged to a woman and not married her, let him go home. Or he may die in the battle and someone else marry her.
You know what I'm saying?
You had to marry her, huh?
Right. He tried to infer, well, if the brother, we were going into battle, and he was a young man, he was betrothed, he was engaged, but he hadn't slept with her. Now, go home, get your booty called, and come back. Come on, man. What you saying, though, it makes sense to what you're saying. And
when then you marry a woman, when you marry a woman in the nation of Israel, you had a year to enjoy
her. To be with her. Hang out with your
obligation.
Woman.
That's right.
Get to know your woman. That. Spend a whole year getting to know your woman. Have a good time. Yeah. You know, in every aspect of the world. Get to know her.
Yeah.
But hold on. And then this sister on Fool's Book, she said, hey, let me. Sister Abby, are you there? Sister Abby, if you could pull up on Fool's Book, what their young sister wrote to me in response to premarital sex. And if you will, when you pull it up, then I'll bring you on and you read it to the listening audience, how this young sister justified premarital sex. Could you do that for us? if you can. Okay, Sister Avia, she hit the mic. Sister Avia from New York City, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot, sister.
You there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
we
are.
I had to pull it, open up my laptop. I wasn't on.
Okay.
So give me a minute.
We'll give you a minute.
Carry on, and when I get it, I'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Abby.
You're welcome.
And that goes to show you. And then, you know what I told her? And I told her, I said, first, young sister, learn fundamentals. Learn how to speak to your elders and learn fundamentals first before you try to lecture me. And she, in response, said, all right, old man. Disrespectful, impertinent. All right, old man.
Yeah.
See, you asked the question. See, I know ain't nobody taught you right. So I said, this is what I said in response to the young lady. I said, get your... Get your disrespectful, ignorant, childish behind off my page. Something to that effect. Because obviously you hadn't been trained right. Because you don't even know how to address your elders in the nation. You have a problem about with fundamentals, how to address your elders in the nation.
Yeah.
And you think you can talk to your elders any kind of way in the nation? See,
mm-hmm.
I know you have a Western mind and a perverted one is that because the whole premise of your argument, you try to look how to justify premarital sex and which was the justification is, well, that ain't no sin. Cause most of the sisters back then, whoever she laid with, that's who she married to if he didn't have sex with her. Man, what is you talking about? Is you crazy? What you smoking?
I'm going to give you the references to the law that Moses gave us. It's Exodus 22:16.
Okay.
17. If a man seduces a virgin who is not pledged to be married and sleeps with her, he must pay the bride price and she shall be his wife. Right?
Okay. You can't sleep around.
No. If her father absolutely refused to give her to him, he must still pay the bride price for virgins.
Because you took her virginity away from her.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
In Deuteronomy, the 22nd chapter, starting at the 14th verse,
mm-hmm.
it says, if a man takes a wife after sleeping with her and dislikes her, and slanders her and gives her a bad name, saying, I married this woman, but when I approached her, I did not find proof of her virginity. Then the young woman's father and mother shall bring to the town's elders at the gate proof that she was a virgin. Her father
mm-hmm.
will say to the elders, I gave my daughter in marriage to this man. That's the procedure. But he dislikes
mm-hmm.
her. Now he has slandered her and said, I do not find your daughter to be a virgin. But here's the proof of my daughter's virginity. So when you got married, your wife had to prove that she was a virgin.
Exactly.
That she was divorced or a widow. Then
right.
her parents shall display the cloth before the elders of the town, and the elders shall punish him. They shall fine him 100 shekels of silver and give them to the young woman's father, because this man has given an Israelite virgin a bad name.
Mm-hmm.
She shall continue to be his wife. He must not divorce her as long as he lives. If, however, the charges are true and no proof of the young woman's virginity can be found, she shall be brought to the door of her father's house, and there the men of the town shall stone her to death. So
mm-hmm.
if you get married, you're supposed to be a virgin, and you're not a virgin, the penalty is death.
Right.
She has done an outrageous thing in Israel by being promiscuous while
right.
still in her father's house. You must purge evil from among you.
And see, they have this Western concept they got going on in these United States of America, or elsewhere we're dispersed, that they can do anything they want to, when they want to, and how they want to, and it's good enough for the Most High. They is crazy as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Her justification, she said, no, that ain't no sin, because women went to sleep with men and vice versa. I don't know what the hell she was talking about. And it wasn't no sin if he didn't rape her. What the hell is you talking about? What you smoking, young girl? Because I know you ain't ate the word of the Most High like Ezekiel.
Nope.
it ain't part of your innate nature. That's for certain. And then number one, number two, you don't know how to address an elder. That's, you fundamentally out of the ball game. I'm an old man. Because you disrespectful. See, that show you ain't got no respect for your nation, nor your elder and the tradition of your nature. Your nation, you just run your mouth off. That's all you doing. Hold on, I think Sister Avia has that. Sister Avia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
First of all, may the Most High bless you all.
May the Most High bless you.
Yeah, I just pulled it up.
Read Sister Avia what I posted on Foolsbook.
The post
then,
says.
Yeah, then read what the young lady said.
I will.
Okay.
Your post states, ask the question was, is sex before marriage a sin? Or sex outside of marriage? I can't lie. You better believe it.
You better believe it. Yeah.
And underneath is where the young lady came on and she put, no one never said anything like that in the scripture. Usually a woman would marry the first man she sleep with unless it was rape.
What the hell is she saying? Hey, okay, hey, continue on in the reading of it till you come to the conclusion. She and I conversation. She and I conversation, okay?
You want what's under that?
Yes, between her and I.
Okay, now I'm quoting you. It says, oh, is that right? You said, I stand by my post. And I won't, the name is down there, but I can't read it.
Right.
And next, it was said, first you need to respect your elders and learn the fundamentals before you lecture me. Then we got, again, and then she calls out your name and she said, you asked a question, old man. Relax. No one is lecturing you emotional much. And to follow on, we got you right there. I'm quoting you. Get your disrespectful, name calling, callous, ignorant behind off my page. And I see under there now, I'm not going to say no name, it says almost the same thing as the young lady. I believe it might have been her unless she, switched and made a fake page because it says, no, sex isn't sin before marriage. It's just sex before marriage. In some circles considered low moral values. What exactly is marriage? That's an important question. Sex is over in a few minutes. Marriage is so supposed to be how long and for what? Wait a minute. And for what purposes? How many wives? How often do they have sex? Who knows why we disagree on marriage vows? But virginity in marriage is very likely to affect a moral soul and their own goodness or evil, my opinion. And you put, now I'm quoting you, I stand by my post. And here's you. You said, we won't make harlots out of the daughters of Zion. We marry them. Nothing is left to chance. Then we got down to, quoting you again, these undercover whores never cease to amaze me. They will twist the word to justify their actions. Their thinkers are broken. leaning to their own understanding, quotation mark, instead of doing what's right. And then I had to stick my little two cents in, but I see you had used that now. But I just put, I thought they were called whores. One thing I put, women, thou art loose. And that's it.
All right. Thank you, Sister Abby. I appreciate you.
You got that guy, Jacob Israel? He said,
yeah, Jacob Israel. They wanted to justify it using this scripture,
yeah.
Deuteronomy 27.
He put Deuteronomy 27 says, no, believe the book, Deuteronomy 20, verse 7. And that man is there that have betrothed a wife and hath not taken her. Let him go and return unto his house, lest he die in battle and another man take her.
And what did I say in response, Abby?
No what?
No what? What do you mean, no?
I'm sorry. But some of these remarks do get to you. Okay, here's another one. He calls out your name, Ronald Kilbrew. Sex before marriage is not a sin. The scripture I posted makes it very plain. And now you, I'm quoting you, that does not imply, suggest, or infer that. And then he's calling you out. He says, Ronald Kilbrew, then you don't understand the verse. Tell me what it implies. Suggest or infer, please. And quoting you, you call his name and told him perhaps you don't. And Jacob replies to you, so you not gonna answer the question. Instead stand by your post. So typical. No humility in Israel. Rather be wise in their own sight than be right with the Most High. And you put.
And what did I say?
You said, yes, I do stand by my post. And if you have any more to speak to me on this subject, inbox me. I don't care for people being impertinent with me. Okay. And for that. But now we got one that says, I'm not going to call out the person's name. It says, before marriage, the industry, sex was consecration proven by pregnancy. Old Testament. That is the old African continental way. What signed certificate by the state guarantees a heavenly bond more than the act. More than the act. Y'all created to make it so. Things are way washy, way out of order. Sex doesn't mean a thing to people now, not in the Western world. So that about really sums up all of it.
Yep. A hot mess. And he said I would lean it. He said I would lean it to my own Jacob Israel. Said I was leaning to my own understanding. He tried to flip the script.
But we all guilty. We've had sex before marriage. We have to confess our sins.
True, I have. I mean, I'm not trying to skirt around the issue.
Right.
I have. But I don't do it now. Yeah.
Right. Once you know, stop.
Exactly. I'm not trying to make myself look like I'm better than somebody, Maury Cartrio. I'm just telling people the right way to do things. And
yeah,
I try
so
to do the right way of doing it. Right.
It ain't what you said. It's what the Most High said.
Truth be told.
That quote of Deuteronomy 20, verse 7 is way off. Way off. It's not even in context to what the subject matter is.
Right. It does not suggest
to take his wife.
Right. It does not suggest, imply, or infer anything you're saying, young man. Okay? What you trying to justify premarital sex It does not justify free marital sex. Then you'll get
he tried to interpret that as saying, go home and get some nookie and then come back.
Yeah, go home and get a booty call. I want to say, what you say? What you say, Willis?
Yeah.
Well, Israel is something else, isn't it? Israel is something else. And they got some words. They got plenty of words for you to sting you. And they'll twist them both out. Oh, you ain't humble.
You ain't humble.
Go ahead on, man. Go ahead on.
Leaning on your own understanding.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm saying what the Most High said. And he said, I ain't humble. I said, look at inbox me, bro. Inbox me in private. Because, see, you owe the whole something old different, right? I'm going to get you straight in private. Okay? But he didn't do that. You know he wasn't going there. He wanted to show off, and showboat.
Well, we know that people violated, even Judah, with Tamar, mm-hmm. right? She played the harlot.
Right.
He went and slept with her. He wasn't married to her. He thought she was
right.
a harlot.
Right.
But she duped him because he made a promise to her that his son, mm-hmm. Shelah, would be her husband to bring forth seed for his brother. But
mm-hmm.
Judah never did it, and she duped him
mm-hmm.
into sleeping with her in the form of a harlot. So harlotry, other nations played that, but the daughters of Zion didn't play that.
Right. And premarital sex, it wasn't
right.
it was not on the agenda. So, you know,
yeah.
I don't know what they looking for, but it's not in the Most High Word to justify what they're looking for.
But it's the understanding of the Western doctrine, where they say test the waters before you get married.
Exactly.
And that ain't the laws of Moses, trust me.
No. And I ain't going with my daughters. So they say that. Don't test no waters over here.
As a matter of fact,
you get in the water. You may get in the water, but you don't get out the water.
Our laws were real strict. And we say we're doing the law here. But we don't uphold those laws. Our daughters, we don't even know if they're virgins.
That's what I'm
saying.
They're
in school,
running
around with their boyfriends. And
right.
How you enforce the laws that we just read? If your daughter ain't a virgin, she gets married, and he brings up charges on her, your daughter's in trouble.
Truth be told. We ain't doing what the Most High says.
Oh, no. We far from that.
No. Not in this land. We
so far from it. Admit it. Acknowledge it. Stop being rebellious.
Yeah.
And make a change.
I mean, ask to bring us back, because we cannot control anything in these lands. These lands where we're confined to, we can't control anything. You know what?
Not even
your
own children.
Right. You like to believe you know what your child is doing, but you don't know what your child is doing once you pass them doors and going somewhere.
And the laws we just read are real strict, bro.
Yeah.
Real strict.
Ain't nothing to play with.
Oh, no.
Ain't no joke. Well, Sister Wendy Pettis of Cleveland, Ohio, would like to join in the conversation. Sister Wendy Pettis of Cleveland, Ohio, may the Most High bless you, Sister.
May the Most High bless you, Sister Wendy. That's...
Shalom to you, my tenderonis. Now, listen. now, listen here. I'm joking now. I don't want nobody to take this serious. But, you know, is there an old saying about trying the shoes on before you take it home?
We're too young and tender for that one.
Too young and tender?
Yeah, we don't know about that, putting them shoes on.
When you go to the shoe store, most people tie them shoes on before they take them home, make sure, you know, that they're comfortable and they fit nice. So this saying about trying the shoes on. And a lot of people feel that way about this intimate act. But you know what I want to say to the young people, the older people, and the middle-aged people? I feel like we have taken the wonderful gift that the Most High gave a man and a woman, and that's the only two that should be doing what goes on.
Right.
This beautiful gift, and they had taken it and drug it through the mire and through the, and made it something nasty. And I know that the Most High never intended for intimacy between a man and a woman, a husband and a wife, to be something nasty. And that's all I'm saying. When we need to get what He told us to do, we need to get back to what He told us to do. What they have done with sex is a crime.
I agree with you.
What we've done with all of creation is a crime, because don't the birds and the bees do it?
Well, everything has more decency than we.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Because even swans, black swans made for life.
There's some other birds that do too. I was
penguin.
Geographic. It's some other birds that are made for life.
Penguins.
Or do.
Pigeons too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right. Oh, you go on, brother. You're educated.
Oh, no doubt. I wouldn't be on this show if I wasn't.
Truth be told. I got to concur on that one. You would be. I can promise you that one.
Because, you know, Ron, brother Yon be sweeping them pools out here.
Truth be told, don't you know? Yeah, if you were close to the Most High and I like you had a little sense, you know, you would be. I had to concur with you on that one.
I just want to say this one thing, brothers, and I promise I'm going to be quiet.
You don't have to be quiet.
Like the little boy told the little girl, he said, I got some edumacation.
Definitely.
So my brother, he got him some edumacation.
That's a good thing on the Real Talk for Real People show. He better have some edumacation.
Sister Wendy.
You remember that, Brother Ron, when somebody asks you what you got, you tell them you got some edumacation.
That's what I'm going to go put on food for.
Okay.
I got edumacation. When I get off the air, I'm going to go put on food. I got me some edumacation.
Edumacation.
You know what I got? You know what I got? Wisdom is my sister.
Wisdom.
Yeah.
Now that's what I got too, brother.
A little edumacation to go along with it, to go a long way. Come on, brother.
That's what I'm going to put on food, but I got me some edumacation from the Most High. It's called wisdom. You think I'm lying? Hey, when you come on tomorrow, ask Sister Avia, the brother Yum Su put on there. I got me some edumacation. It's called wisdom for the Most High.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you, there's some miseducated Negroes out there.
Whole lot of them.
You ever heard of that book, Miseducation of the Negro?
Yeah. I read that book.
That's a real book?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Miseducation of the Negro.
Really?
Right.
Cottage G. Woodson, I think. Is it Cottage G. Woodson?
Really?
I think I got it on one of my shelves. I got it in here. I got it somewhere. Yeah.
When you have time, brother, text me text me that title and that author. When you have time, you have my number.
Okay.
And thank
you. Okay. Okay, Sister Wendy.
Good night.
All right. Thank you, Sister Wendy.
Oh, well, you welcome with all the edumacation.
Whatever. Get off my phone. Get off my show, Sister Wendy.
Okay.
Shalom, sister. We love you.
Shalom. I love you.
Shalom.
Y'all.
What the Motown singer say about them? Educated fools from uneducated schools.
You sure know what it said, my brother. You sure know what it said. Brother Maury Cottrell, my friend and brother, my educated brother by the Most High. What's your closing remarks?
We got a lot of studying to do, man.
Man, what
you
said?
As far as being the people, we can't pick and choose what we want to know. We got to study the whole thing, man, line by line, chapter by chapter. And I'm so grateful that you have this platform that we could do that for a couple of hours a night, because we need it badly. And Most High, you could tell through his message through the prophets that we a long way off. We hard-headed, we stiff-necked. The Most High calls us rebellious. We hard-faced, try to be hard against the word of the Most High, and we got to stop that. We got to make a change. It's critical. So we in this book of Ezekiel. He got a little bit of Daniel in him. He got a little bit of Jeremiah in him. But his adventure is about to take off because we in the thick in this book here because he got some prophecies for us.
Well, thank you, my brother. Thank you very much. And we're looking forward to it, certainly.
No doubt.
Well, listeners, you've been listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. I want to thank Sister Abby out from New York City for looking up that information on Foo's book and sharing it with us. I want to thank Sister Wendy Pettis from Cleveland, Ohio, for sharing her education with us. And I want to thank my dear friend and brother from New York City, Brother Maury Cottrell, for sharing the word right along with me and not leading to his own understanding. I want to thank you listeners for tuning in to the Real Talk for Real People show. And one thing Brother Maury Cottrell said just before he ended his closing remarks, we need a whole lot of studying. And the Fool's Book is a sampling that we certainly do. That being said, listeners, I don't know where you're going, but you're going to get ready to get out of here. You've been listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. Lean not to your own understanding. Why? Because your thinkers are broken. Trust in the Most High in all your ways. Therefore, meaning, eat his word, let it become a part, an innate part of your nature because it's nutritious for you. It can change your whole thinking. Because that's the only way you can come to the Most High with a new mind to love the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength in your neighbor as yourself to thirst after righteousness. You can't come the way you want to come. You got to come the way the Most High wants you to come. It's just that simple. Hey, I got to go. You know I love you. Thanks again, Brother Maury Cottrell, Sister Abby, Sister Wendy Pettis of Cleveland, Ohio. And thank you, listeners. We finna get on out of here. We love you. Shalom.
Yes. Blackness. Hey. The black side of me. Come on. But listen up.
In our things, we come in our serving much patience. In tribulation, we need in his friends, in stress, in his busy memoir. We belong to God. In our things, we come in our serving much patience. In tribulation, we need.
In my prison, I'm never working. I'm not sure what's myself. Where we're headed to? We're going so fast. We're going so fast. And when this question's just coming, I realize that we ain't separating. Cause we made the rules in which we're living in today. It's all good, cause there's one who sees your effort. Wonder where's the way of how much you sacrifice, how many tears you cry, they cost.
In our things we come in our serving much patience, in tribulation, in needs, in his friends, in stress, in his busy memoir, we belong to God. In our things we come in our serving much patience, in tribulation, in needs, in his friends, in stress, in his busy memoir, we ain't giving up.
And girl, see how much you've been through, and yet you have no trust in the fact of being strong.
Got to know this.
Either you lack physical resistance, one for the flesh, I see you have achieved. Spiritual growth, this is what counts. So don't worry about all the things that pass away. Cause the grace of God is sufficient for you. Don't go astray.
In our things we come in our serving much patience, in tribulation, in need. In our things we come in our serving much patience, in tribulation we need. In our things we come in our serving much patience, in tribulation we need. We ain't giving up. In his dressing, strapped in his busy memoir.